Gorman says the money will help develop a preservation plan, which he says is similar to what the cities of Juneau and Fairbanks have developed for their historical areas. He says now that Sitka is the only city in Alaska to receive recognition as a historical travel location, it's even more important to have a long-term plan.
Quite the kudos for this community and its historic resources here. And one of the things they did mention in there to preserve this kind of historic setting we have is planning for the future, because with this kind of designation, it draws visitors here, which do impact the resources. So this plan opportunity comes at a timely moment.
The commission has 2 years to come up with the matching grant funds, and Assemblymember Cheryl Westover asked if there were other funding sources that might be considered. Gorman says there are a few other grant opportunities that could be applied for, but he says the weak spot on the commission is lack of a full-time grant writer. Commission member Ann Polnow says the plan would address a lot of those issues.
Well, this plan would outline what those priorities are. They would outline, those grant opportunities. They would establish a review process for construction projects. It's a whole scope of historic preservation issues that would be addressed, including the economical aspect and how in development and how that relates to cultural tourism.
Polnow says the commission is a certified local government, and it's a requirement that they have a preservation plan. It's also a law under the National Historic Preservation Act, and it's also a city ordinance. Polnow says the plan is for the city of Sitka, and while they could look for other grant opportunities, she says it's really important that the city step up as well.
It's almost a responsibility to support this plan and this project. There's so much support from federal level and the state level, and it's almost time for Sitka to step up and support what the Preservation Commission and the federal, state, and local laws are.
The big question was where the $10,000 would come from in the city budget. Many on the assembly felt they had little history about the agenda item, which was added by City Administrator Jim Dinley, who was not present at the meeting. Finance Director David Wolf sat in as acting city administrator and said he is still waiting to see how the fourth quarter turns out.
We have an anomaly that happened this year because the permanent fund dividend came in September, which skewed figures compared to when it normally comes in October. So I'm watching what happens to our fourth quarter sales tax, which will be at the end of January, and everything else along that line. So right now I'm not comfortable saying we have excess money sitting in there, and that's about the only one right now that's potentially could have.
Assemblymember Rieberstein asked whether the request could possibly fall under economic development, but the grant money in that fund had been either used or moved into the loan fund. Wolf says the assembly could vote to move it back as a grant. In the end, the four members present split the vote on the motion to approve the match, with Stein and McAdams in favor and Cruz and Westover opposed. Stein and Larry Cruz offered their perspectives before the motion went to a vote.
Just a comment to the commission. I anticipate this isn't going to pass. That doesn't mean the issue's over.
Mr. Cruz. And that's what I was going to say. I don't think it's going to pass tonight, and because I would say that it needs to come back again before a full panel and with some more explanation and also the exhaustion possibly of other sources, and try to put it to where it can be a budgetary item, because I would really stress for that.
Gorman says potential grant sources that haven't yet been explored could be possibilities within the Maritime Fee Program or opportunities in the Preserve America Program and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. But the issue will most likely reappear before the City Assembly in the near future. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.